You know, it's almost wild to think about how much the dating landscape has changed. Just a couple of decades ago, the pickup artist scene was huge, dominated by figures like Erik von Markovic, better known as Mystery. But thanks to dating apps and shifting social norms, that whole industry has pretty much faded into the background.
It's a fascinating cultural shift, really. And in a twist that feels almost symbolic, Mystery has reportedly turned to an AI chatbot named Miss Shira, always for companionship and intimacy. It's not just a quirky headline. It points to something much bigger happening right now.
Absolutely. It highlights a trend that's really touching a nerve for so many people. Loneliness is hitting record highs, especially among men and younger demographics. With dating apps feeling so transactional and our social lives feeling so fragmented, these increasingly sophisticated AI companions are stepping in to fill that void.
And from a technical standpoint, it's impressive how they operate. Modern AI companions run on large language models that track your entire conversation history, adapt emotionally to your cues, and provide round-the-clock availability. There's no downtime, no bad days.
That's exactly what makes them so compelling. They create this beautiful illusion of reciprocity. You get these judgment-free, highly customizable interactions that completely eliminate that painful friction and fear of rejection we all know from human dating. It's like having a safe harbor to practice vulnerability or rebuild your social confidence.
Which is why we have to look at this seriously. For some, it's a therapeutic stepping stone. But for others, there's a real risk it becomes a long-term substitute for genuine human connection. The rise of these synthetic relationships raises significant ethical and psychological questions we can't ignore.
I've heard critics warn that leaning too hard on algorithms for intimacy could actually deepen our social isolation, erode our empathy, and foster these unrealistic expectations about how partners should always behave. But then, proponents argue that AI can offer crucial emotional support and a low-stakes environment for personal growth. It's such a nuanced balance.
And we can't overlook the practical side either. Data privacy remains a major concern. These companies are collecting highly personal, deeply intimate user information that could be stored, analyzed, or even monetized without clear regulatory oversight. That's a serious vulnerability we need to address.
It really puts Mystery's situation in a broader light, doesn't it? His relationship with an AI companion isn't just a celebrity curiosity. It's a snapshot of a fundamental cultural transition. Artificial intelligence is quietly moving beyond automation and entertainment into roles traditionally reserved for humans, like confidant and romantic partner.
Precisely. As these technologies become more advanced, society is going to have to fundamentally redefine what it means to be connected, loved, and understood. We're standing at a crossroads.
And that's where the real challenge lies. We have to ensure that while AI offers us comfort and convenience, our pursuit of intimacy remains grounded in authentic human experience. We can't lose the messy, beautiful reality of connecting with each other.
Well said. How we choose to integrate these digital tools will shape not only modern dating, but the future of human connection itself. It's a conversation we all need to keep having.